Have you heard of SEEK 21? It is a conference for people trying to get better at blackjack. I'm just joking. It's actually the conference every other year for the Fellowship of Catholic University students. FOCUS is an organization that has missionaries on different college campuses, and they usually bring people together for a big, huge conference. This year it was going to be in St. Louis, but that couldn't happen because of coronavirus and quarantine and different things. So they're doing virtual conferences either on college campuses individually, tapping into the main one through virtual means, or you can do it on your own. It's virtual, so you have access to great speakers. You have access to great podcast. Wink, wink. Maybe one of your favorite will be a part of it. And the conference is from February 4th to the 7th, 2021. That's the 21, not blackjack. And you can find more about it on seek.focus.org. That's SEEK.FOCUS.ORG. We will be, the Quizzical Papists will be a part of the lineup, the podcast lineup, just like we were last year at SLS. It's another conference Focus does. So go check it out. If you're a college student, find your campus ministry. If they're going, do it together. If not, you can do it on your own. Now let's get to the game.
You're listening to The Quizzical Papist. It's your extraordinary form bar trivia.
We have a poem.
Father brings the questions, and hopefully you have the answers.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And here's your host, Father Brad Doyle.
Hey everyone, you're listening to The Quizzical Papist, your extraordinary form bar trivia. Father Brad here, and I have Grace with me. How you doing, Grace?
Doing good.
Nice. You look really great right now.
Thank you. Like
your Sunday best on, mm-hmm. And it is a bright, what color is that?
I mean, it's purple. Violet.
Yeah, violet. It ain't just regular purple. That's a great skirt. That's a great dress.
Thank you.
You know what I thought about, Grace?
What?
I thought about, I'm going to stop lying to our listeners.
I think you'll probably do it still without realizing it.
Then that wouldn't be lying.
That's true.
You need to take moral theology.
I probably do.
So, no, whenever I give my reviews of alcohol on the show, I don't think I've given one bad review. Like, no one believes me anymore. No one cares what I say about these things. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great. No. No, I'm going to say when one's bad.
This is bad?
No, it's not. It's okay. Great. It's called Coquetry by Bayou Teche Brewery, which is from Louisiana. It's double dry hopped IPA. But I will say this. If you don't like hops, you're mm-hmm. not going to like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to like it.
Isn't that a better review than what we normally do, which is just me like praising everything?
I guess. I never thought of it before. It's just that usually you drink things that are tasty. So,
what are you sipping on?
I have a nice cold Dr. Pepper, courtesy of Father Brad, at my request.
Not dry hopped.
Not at all.
Well, and we do have a special episode, Grace. We have Matt Sewell from the Popecast with us. Matt, thanks for joining.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, what are you sipping on?
You know, I didn't realize that we were doing this, and it's like it's just past noon on the West Coast. Pacific Northwest, to be specific. I'm not really on the West Coast, but so nothing. I have a little bit of Orbit Sweet Mint gum that I'm chewing on, but that's somehow gross to say out loud. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. Don't tell
I can,
me about
I could pause and go grab something a little local.
If you want to, at some point you should do that. And then just fill us in whenever you go, want to take a break and go get you a beer if you want one. And I'll say this, Matt, if you're in Louisiana noon, that doesn't
stop. That's
late
for a beer.
That's late for a beer. Like you, like I don't know what kind of excuse that is, but that's just lame.
It was not so much that it's only noon, because full disclosure, at my job on Fridays we'll usually do happy hour, but it's HAPP with a capital E, and it's like 11 when that happens for me, because I'm on, you know, Pacific time. Everybody else I work with is on Central Eastern, so that's right. Definitely not the time. It was mainly just, oh, donuts after mass and got everything cleaned up and, oh, crap, it's almost time to record. So
You rebel. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, so you're the host of a podcast called The Popecast, and we have something in common. We have Pope or papal in our names. Why don't you tell the listeners what your podcast is about? Pitch it.
Yeah, so the Popecast is the what we like to say, the only podcast about popes for people who want non-boring stories of the popes of the Roman Catholic Church. There's been 266 of them, 264 men, because one was pope three times, right? Not joking.
But then I literally thought you were going to do like the Pope Joan thing.
I thought that too.
I was like, what? Don't do that, Matt. You're a good Catholic
264
man.
264 dudes and one woman. No, just Pope Joan is not really, I'm not going to make it. My mom's name is Joan. I was not going to make a joke about,
but yeah,
no, I was not going to say that. But so, that non-boring histories of the popes, because, most everything that you read in terms of papal histories, they're pretty darn dry, pretty crusty. They have a tendency to be, at least. So that, and especially lately, to remind people that the problems of the church and the problems in the world have not happened for the first time. They've all happened tons of times before. Our leaders have been, you know, sordid and scandalous many, many times. I feel like they've been scandalous more often than they've been holy. So anyways, this is kind of like the primary reason for the Popecast. It came, I think I started 3 years ago just about, because for my job at Flocknote, we did an email series that's just entering its fifth anniversary as of last Monday, called Popes in a Year. And I wrote that about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And when I was thinking of an idea for a podcast, I was like, man, there was so much that it was just like in a little short email form. And there was so much you can't include in a little short, like 2 minute read. And so just said, well, what the heck, let's try this out and do one episode on each pope and then intermixed in here, little special episodes like this one. So yeah, and the rest is history. So I think we just tipped over, I don't know, 60th episode, something like that. Have had a couple of hiatuses. Hiatai? Is that a, I don't
know. Hiatuses? That sounds more Japanese.
Right?
Hiatai. Yeah.
Hiatai, yes.
Well, I love listening to the Popecast. Yeah. It's got a lot of good, and you're right, it's not boring. It's like really fun information about popes. And I love the idea. People who listen to our podcast know this, but I love history. I teach church history, and listening to the history of the church really does a lot to give you perspective, especially on what's going on in the world and in the church today. So I agree with you on that it's definitely something that's needed.
Thanks. And, what we're doing today is, we're going to do a crossover episode. So the first part of the Quizzical Papist episode, the trivia game, Matt's going to play a trivia game against Grace. And the first part's going to be here on the Quizzical Papist feed. The second part, if you want to know what happens, you actually have to go over to the Popecast and listen to it there. And then while you're over there, hit a couple of other episodes, check it out. I know you're going to get hooked. I know you're going to get addicted to that podcast, because I appreciate it because it's bite-sized. Well, our here at the Quizzical Papers, we're kind of a little verbose, and it's more because it's a game. It's bar trivia. We're just messing around, being stupid. Yours is very well done and prepared. Mine almost thrives when I'm not prepared. So it's very different podcast styles, but you have room for both of them in your feed if you're listening out there. So go check it out after this if you want to know how this ends. Well, actually, what we do is we start our episodes off with an introit.
I literally can't even write now.
The introit is just a warm-up. It's not for points, okay? So it's you versus Grace. We're just going to go back and forth. And what I did was I pulled up a list, Ranker. This is not a highbrow episode of our introit. So I'm sure you know this, Matt, but whenever, you can mistranslate Pope in Spanish, and it's either like father or like Pope, or it's potato, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think I made that mistake when Pope Francis got elected and I posted on Facebook.
Yeah, and people actually, were like, we have a new potato.
Yep.
Habemos.
If you say, is it Viva la Papa or Viva il Papa, is whether it's Italian.
Well, and eel would be.
And Spanish. And we Italian, have a potato. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's El Papa or Papa. It's like a different
Papa story. Is father, but Papa is potato.
which is just funny. Okay, so what I have is a list and Ranker. Now, Ranker is not like a scientific website. It is literally just people ranking their opinions. But there's 49,000 votes for this, okay? Now, this is the best potato chip brands.
Wow.
Not individual styles, okay? We're not talking about... You know.
Now, what area of the country is this done? Or is this the whole country? Oh, or what this is
this? This is anyone in the world. Anyone with internet access.
Good gracious. Okay.
I think so. I mean, here, I'll read it for you. List the rules. Vote up the companies that make your favorite potato chips. That's it. That was his rules. Who can get the top 15 or the top most 15? So we're going to go back
and forth. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Do these have to be actual potato chips or just chips?
I think they're all like potato chips, but let's just say, I think they're potato chips, to be honest. But, you know, some chip variants have potato chips and other stuff, but
some do.
They're potato chips.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with Matt. We're going to give it to the new guy. What you got?
Ruffles seems like the most obvious one for me.
Yeah, and you got it. It's number one. Number one.
Yes.
The most people in the world like Ruffles first. So
number one on the list and number one in our hearts.
Absolutely. Cheddar and sour cream specifically.
Straight into my veins.
I'll say Lay's.
Lay's is number five.
Interesting.
Yeah, but y'all did good. Okay, second round, Matthew.
Pringles.
Pringles is number two.
Yes.
Once you pop, you just can't stop. You know what I'm saying?
And these, there's a crazy trivia about the guy who started Pringles. He was buried in a Pringles van. He was cremated and buried in a Pringles can.
No.
Isn't that sad?
That cannot be true. Is that
it
really
is true.
Oh my gosh.
It is true.
That's terrible.
People do weird stuff, Grace.
People do weird stuff.
At least like a galvanized Pringles can or something. Like, did they at least do something special to the Pringles urn?
Yeah. Was it made out of precious metal?
Oh my gosh.
Because that would make it a little better, at least.
That's true.
Like, okay, what number of things is this? You said top what?
Top 15.
15. Oof. Okay, that's tough.
I mean, you're probably going to run out of brands, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's some of these that are like, well, I don't even know if I know that.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to Grace.
It's just that I'm thinking really locally right now, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say Zaps.
Zaps is number 13.
Yes! Okay.
That's pretty cool that we're in the top 13 in the world of people voting. And Zaps is made like in Gramercy.
Matt, have you ever had Zaps potato chips?
I don't think I have. I'm like trying to think. I don't know when the last time I thought about non-mainstream chip brands was. But like I'm thinking like, oh, what's the one with the cursive writing on the bag? I don't think they have Zaps though.
Zaps is a cursive writing.
It is. But it is like local to South Louisiana. So we have all kinds of crazy flavors like voodoo flavor and like crawtater flavor.
That's awesome. It's very good. Okay, Matt.
Doritos
is actually not a potato chip.
Okay, so that was my question earlier.
Okay, that was what I was confused about.
I said it was potato chips, so they're corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so that knocks out the rest of my list.
Really?
Yes, because I like corn chips better than potato chips, so I love all the corn chips.
This is turning out to be a very fun introit.
Okay.
Grace?
I have nothing else on my list, so let me think for a minute.
You got it. What does my mom have at the house all the time?
I don't know. I don't eat chips at your mom's house very often. I eat like pizza at your mom's house or like delicious meals that she prepares.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I thought you were going to like have her back and be like, I eat healthy.
I don't know about healthy, but it's like definitely delicious. What about Bugles?
Oh, I don't think those are potatoes either.
Really? What are they?
They're a category on their own.
They're made from the Bugle plant.
I really thought they were potato. Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think there might be corn as well, actually. Back to Matt. Matt, take it away.
Would Kettle Chips be on there?
Kettle Foods is number three.
Whoa, really?
He's one, two, and three.
The top three.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize Kettle was a brand. I just thought that was a type of chip.
Yeah, because you had Kettle Salt and Vinegar. You have Kettle Pepper, Salt and Pepper, which is really great. I love that.
Oh, gosh. I got to
think. Grace?
Okay. We already said Ruffles. We already said Lay's.
What do you get at Subway? Miss?
Oh, Miss. Yeah. Don't you You're so bad.
Miss Vicky's. That's the one that's been on the tip of my tongue.
Miss Vicky's.
Miss Vicky's.
I don't get you when you ask, what do you get at Subway? I'm like, Sun chips, and that's not potatoes. Like, literally, all my chips are not potato chips.
Well, that's good.
Because, okay. Like, Doritos and Tostitos and Fritos and all those.
Oh, wow. You're like, very Latin.
Well, I mean, you know me and my tacos.
I guess I learned something new. I didn't realize that Doritos were corn chips.
Yeah.
I guess I just assumed
they're
like
literally, okay, I'm going to blow your mind. You ready? Okay. Tostito chips with that cheese stuff is Doritos.
Tostitos chips with the cheese
stuff. With the cheese stuff, like the nacho cheese stuff, is Doritos. Like, they are Tostito chips, basically.
Yeah, that didn't blow my mind. I knew that already.
Well, it blows a lot of people's minds.
I did not. My mind is half blown. If you hadn't said Doritos or corn chips, it would have blown my mind.
Oh,
if that was, I was just learning that for the first time. So.
Well, there you go. So is it back to, so I'll give that to Grace, Miss Vicky's. You got that one.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. No points in this round anyway.
Man. I don't know if I know any other brands either. Ruffles, Lay's.
There might be a couple that you still have access to.
I guess I have to pass.
Okay, Grace, last one. Last chance.
I think I'm out too.
If two people pass, we're just going to read them off.
Okay, wait. Let me think for just a second. See if I can come up with something. What about those brand name in Pittsburgh? Gosh, what was it? It was like Golden, or maybe that's the Lay's brand. No. That's Frito-Lay. Golden something? Is there Golden something?
Golden Chips?
Is it Golden Chips?
No, I just made that up. No. Sorry.
Well, okay. Is there anything golden, though?
No, I don't see anything. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to read them out. Okay. Number 15, Pop Chips. You know what that is?
I've heard of Pop Chips. I think don't they sell them at Costco or something, right?
Maybe? I don't know. I'm not cool enough to have a Costco card. Then you have Jay's. Jay's Ridge.
I feel like I've heard of that.
Jay's is kind of like Ruffles. It's like the off brand. Zapp's is 13. 12 is Hares, like H-E-R-R apostrophe S, Hares. Then Snyder's of Hanover.
Oh, Snyder's, oh, yeah. Yep. They make those pretzels too.
The pretzels is what they're known for. But yeah. They have
that's a Mystrix. I would never have pegged them as potato
chips. Have hot buffalo wing. Huh. I want some of those.
That sounds gross to me. Okay. I don't like buffalo sauce.
I like it. Old Dutch.
Huh.
Wise Foods is number 9. This is the one that I think you could have gotten. 8 is Utz.
Oh, Utz. Isn't it Utz?
Utz.
That's one that they have in Pittsburgh.
That's the Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Canadians pronounce it Utz.
Oh, really? Utz? Okay. Maybe I had it wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, you're joking? No.
Hey, it's like out, Utz. You know, right?
Utz. Minnesota.
That's an accent joke.
Yeah. Well, Canada, can you tell me if you're listening from Canada, can you let us know how you pronounce Utz?
Katarina, tell us about how you pronounce U-T-Z, chips.
Number 7 is Munchos.
I think I've heard of that, too.
Yeah. Miss Vicky's, then Lay's, then Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod. I knew there was another one that was kind of kettle-y.
Well, I told you there was another one that was kettle-y.
Oh. And well, I thought it was...
That's the one my mom gets all the time. Cape Cod.
Okay, she that makes Cape sense. Yeah.
This is very simple, just salt, and that's it.
That's true. I have had them in my house before.
Whether it's potato chips or Pope chips, are you warmed up?
I just got that connection.
Wait, are you serious? Yes. Do you think I'm just a random person?
Yes, I do, in fact.
That's true.
I was like, I thought we were gonna be Pope Catholic trivia on the show. Yeah, that took me completely by surprise.
We're doing Papa trivia. It's time for the Inquisition.
Are you ready for a war? Yeah!
The Inquisition is made up of 2 rounds, 5 questions each. The first round is worth 5 points each, and that's on this feed on the Quizzical Paper. The second round, which is worth 7 points each, is going to be on Popecast. Go check it out there. So, but don't worry, if you fall behind, there's an offertory round in the middle where you can make up points. I serve up questions, and you transform them into answers and into points. And at the end of the game, as at the end of our life, there's an extreme unction, a final grace, a final mercy. Wager any of the points you have. If you get it right, you get the points. If you get it wrong, you lose the points, and there'll be much wailing and grinding of teeth. Enough of that. Let's build up some treasure in heaven. So we got Matt versus Grace, Pope trivia.
Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Question number 1. Okay. The category is Pope Mobile, more like Papal Plane. Who was the first pope to travel by airplane?
Okay, so I'm not saying my answer yet, though?
No, you don't say it. If you right. lock it in, then you circle it, and you can't change your answer, and the other person talks it out. Does that make okay. sense? So that we know, like, you're not changing your answer based on info you got from them.
Sweet. Yeah, I think I'm locked in.
Okay, Matt is locked in. PopeCast is locked in. Grace?
Popemobile / papal plane. Okay, so who's on a plane? So... planes. When did planes become a thing? I feel like the Pope would be able to fly before like commercial air was like really super popular, but maybe not. I don't know. I just watched an episode of Poirot, which is during the 1920s, and he was on a plane. So I feel like, but I don't, that's tough. I know like Paul VI traveled a lot. So I'm thinking... like he was one of the first ones that went like all around the world.
I know an archbishop who was on a plane and jumped out of a plane. Hannon. He was an air trooper or a paratrooper.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Fun facts.
Mm-hmm. While he was an archbishop?
No, he was just a chaplain.
That would be epic. Does he wear his pallium like under the
in fact suit? The pallium kind of
he has a mitre shaped helmet.
The parachute. Well, the actually there was a situation this past year with coronavirus where Archbishop Gregory Ammon of New Orleans like got into
he got into a
World War II like period plane with like World War II outfits and like blessed New Orleans with holy water from the air after recovering so from awesome. coronavirus.
I feel like that's peak New Orleans, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is.
He's like, I'm going to dress up in costume and do and throw things at people from a plane, like a float. Okay, Grace, you got about
10 seconds. I'm just going to go. I think it's probably earlier than this, but I'm going to go with Paul VI.
Okay. So pints with Chesterton. Grace locks in with Paul VI. Matt?
That is also who I locked in with. Paul VI.
Did you have the same reasoning?
Mine was more a little like knee jerk, but then the more that I thought about it, I still agree with that answer because Pius XII was Pope during World War II and didn't really travel at all. And then John the 23rd was like old and kind of sick, and rotund and like
didn't want to buy two tickets.
Right. Yeah. So
that's really bad. So that was sorry. Like,
I think you probably would have laughed kind of like Chesterton.
Savage.
So tell us.
Actually, that's like the Chesterton joke, right? Yeah. Why aren't you out at the front? The old lady says, if you come around the side of me, you'll see that I am.
Oh, wow. I love it. Yeah. So it is Paul VI.
Yeah, sweet.
Good job. Both get 5 points. Yeah, Paul VI is the first, like, in a long time, you know, over, like, I think a millennia that visited the Holy Land.
Oh, wow.
So I think he made it to the Holy Land. And and you're right. Like, I don't think
I knew he traveled, like, a ton as Pope. Like, more than...
Well, they didn't really leave the Papal States when they had the Papal States, and that was in the 1800s, right? So I got to be careful what trivia I say in explaining other trivia, since all of it's about popes. I don't want to like give answers away. Okay. So keep your own points. Second question, Pope Urban. The new district boundaries of the urban city of Boston in 1812 gave us what political term? As y'all are thinking, I'm just going to take this moment to do my, every episode I make fun of the Atlanta Falcons fans. So my listeners in Atlanta, I'm wearing a Falcons hat, but it's St. Thomas Aquinas Falcons, because I would never, ever put an Atlanta Falcons anything on my person or near me. In fact, somebody once just told me, they said, is that an Atlanta Falcons hat? And they go, wait, never mind. A cross wouldn't be on it. And I agreed.
Oh my gosh. Somebody on Twitter recently said, like, wait, if I'm Catholic now, do I have to cheer for the Saints? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
I'm totally stumped. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm stumped, but I'm locked in with my guess.
Okay. I just can't think of like a term that has anything to do with that.
You can pass or you can just
make the only thing guess. I know about like Boston and like political things is like the Tea Party. But I don't think it's that. So I have no idea. I'll just pass.
Okay, so Grace passes. Matt, what are you thinking?
My guess is party line.
Oh.
Wow, that's a great guess. It's not it.
Oh, it's not it. It's, but that
is
guess.
That is a great guess. So it does have to do with lines, the boundary lines of districts. In fact, changing the boundary lines of districts in order to fit a certain party's what's best for them. It's called gerrymandering.
Oh my gosh. Ellen, I'm sorry. That was an apology to my aunt, who will be really mad because she's actually, she's been on this podcast before. She is applying to be on the
gerrymandering commission
that is because they have to get somebody who has never been involved in any political campaign before to help to redraw the lines correctly without gerrymandering.
Wow.
And so she's applying to be on that commission or whatever for Northern Virginia.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So gerrymandering, the actually term is a portmanteau between the last name of the guy who passed he signed the bill that allowed for gerrymandering, and his last name was Jerry or Gary. And mandering is a reference to salamander, because the new district lines, there was a political cartoon in the newspaper that made it, they were like, this district looks like the mythical salamander, because it was so
like random. Yeah. Oh man, I'm so mad at myself for not getting that. That's
yeah. So Pope Urban, shout out to you. Question number three, Laughing Pope. On October 13th, 1979, Saturday Night Live performed a skit playing off of the new Pope's youthfulness and ability to draw a crowd by presenting a papal audience like a rock concert, with adoring fans and nuds trying to convince bouncers to let them in. Which Saturday Night Live legend played John Paul II in the skit?
Oh my gosh.
Look, Matt's like, where's the history questions?
No, I'm all about trivia, of any sort. So that's okay. 1979, right?
1979.
I'm going to go ahead and lock in. I don't know if it's correct, but.
Okay. Grace locks in. Matt, talk it out.
I'm trying to remember when Saturday Night Live started. Was it 1975? Or was it also right around then? Because that changes my answer.
Based on the casts?
Yes.
Wow. He knows this.
I was going to say, I'm not this, I don't know about Saturday Night Live.
I couldn't rattle off who was on the cast in 1975 and 1976 or something. But I know that one particular person I'm thinking of was only on Saturday Night Live, I think the very first season. He was now a Mega Huge actor. Clark W. Griswold Jr. wait. A rock concert at the...
So it was playing off of they're at a papal audience, but it's like they're at a rock concert and people are trying to get into the audience and nuns are trying to convince bouncers to let them in. And then the Pope comes out and they're like, oh, and nuns faint. It's pretty funny. It's a good.
I'm locked into you then.
Okay. What you got, Matt?
I'm going to guess John Belushi.
John Belushi as Pope John Paul II. Grace, what'd you say?
I guess Steve Martin.
It is Steve Martin.
Yes. Okay.
No. Oh, that's so great.
He has the hair. He looks more like John Paul than John Belushi. John Belushi.
I was thinking short. John Belushi, because he's kind of Jack Black esque, where he's the rock concert vibe, and he's
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've definitely heard this trivia before, and I couldn't remember for sure, but I was like, I don't know why, but I think it's Steve Martin.
So, well, John Belushi would play John Belushi would play John the 23rd. Okay, I'm gonna I'm gonna get off of
John the 23rd is just shaking his head in heaven right now.
He's kind of smirking though.
Yeah,
he's a saint. So
I know. My favorite John the 23rd quote ever is, "God, this is your church. I'm going to bed."
Dude, yes,
I
love that one.
Okay,
my favorite one would be. When somebody asked how many people work in the Vatican, he said about half of them.
Yes. I love that.
Okay. So question number four, things Jesus never said. So the following is a quote that Christ didn't say, but the vicar of Christ did. And I need to know which vicar of Christ.
Oof. Okay.
The times we live in do not call for young couch potatoes, but for young people with shoes or better boots laced. It only takes players on the first string. And it has no room for bench warmers.
Wow. I'm a lock in.
Okay, Grace locks in. Matt, talk it out.
Think which Pope would have been an athlete. or was a sports fan. So that rules out Pope Benedict for sure, because he's like, as much as we love him, he like couldn't give a crap about sports. Yes,
he's
two popes. The two popes is very anachronistic in that sense, among other things. Anyways, John Paul's a candidate. Francis is a candidate, but I'm thinking like older, because boots laced. I'm thinking like wartime popes too. So Pius XII and Benedict the 15th also. But Pope Benedict the 15th was like 4 feet tall. So I don't think
was he really
sports. No, he wasn't actually, but like he was really tiny. He was a really small dude. Which is really cool, because like he still carried a big stick in like in what he wrote.
Well, he was World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And finished up the work that Pius X did on the Code of Canon Law. Apparently Woodrow Wilson hated him.
Oh, which I believe I'm sure that.
Benedict just like relished, right? Woodrow Wilson, worst president ever. Oh gosh. For some reason. All right, I'll lock in.
Okay. What'd you lock in with, Matt?
Pius the 12th.
Pius the 12th.
I have John Paul the 2nd.
I thought the word that was going to give it away was couch potatoes. That's super duper informal and very mm-hmm. slangy. And that's very Francis. Pope Francis.
Okay. That was my second choice.
Mine oh, well. Too. Dang it.
No, I get it. Yeah. Like the first string, the bench warmers, yeah. the boots laced is a
it's
very...
actually funny. I didn't think of Francis at first. I thought of John Paul because he was famous for like the blue jeans quote, you know? And so I feel yeah. like that would be something else he would have said. And he was also such an athlete. But yeah, Francis, I didn't think about Francis,
Francis
until later.
Francis also focuses a lot on like getting out into things, like
that's
going
true,
outside.
That's true.
So so anyway, that's Pope Francis said that in 2016 nice. To Poland. He was in Poland speaking to youth. Question number 5, true or false? Okay, 50-50 shot. Here we go. In 1999, Pope John Paul II dropped a successful album, Abba Pater, which charted on the Billboard album chart at 175th. Abba Pater.
All right, I'm locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, I feel like this has got to be false, but I'm wondering if there's some trick, like, at like a papal audience or something, like somebody, or like a World Youth Day, somebody like recorded him or recorded, because there was like all those songs about, that people made about John Paul II, or like the crowds being like, JP2, we love you, and like all that kind of stuff, you know? And I'm just wondering if there was something to do with that. But I think I'm gonna have to go with false. I feel like it's just, okay. It's not him that was actually dropping an album. So I'm gonna say false.
Okay. Grace said false. Matthew?
I also said false.
It is true.
What?
Whoa!
Explain.
He literally is credited with, because it's like a devotional music album where he some of his talks and stuff are like laid over like classical music.
Okay, interesting.
But he's on it, and it's literally on the albums chart, and it topped at 175th.
Wow!
In the world, it's called Abba Pater.
I couldn't get over the title, because yeah. I feel like the title is just so cheesy. Maybe it was just because of the 90s.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
Well, it's just funny because of ABBA, like the band. So that's why
I didn't even think about that. That's hilarious.
So I wanted to, I kind of played it up. I handed it up. I was like, dropped a successful album, and I got you. Okay. So coming out of round one, Matt at the Pope Cast has 5 points. Got stumped a little, but he's finding quickly that my trivia is not so much straightforward about the popes. It might be a little tangential. But Grace only has 10, so he's only 5 points behind. But don't worry, there's an offertory round. And then after the offertory round, you're going to have to move over to the Pope Cast if you want to know how this ends up. Okay, so the offertory round is this. I'm not sure if we've done this before. I don't think we have. I have all the questions we've ever done, Grace, listed. And I did a command F.
I'll be able to tell you really quick.
Okay. I did a command F and like I didn't see it at all. That's how I like check, you mm-hmm. know, but at some point you're going to have to repeat some questions. I mean, we've done like over 800 questions. It's crazy. So what are the top 5? So for 4 points each, so possible 20 points, what are the top 5 countries that claim the most popes as their sons?
Oh,
so
interesting.
So like
okay.
where they're from, and it's countries. 3, 2, One, you are locked in with your answers. We're going to start with Grace. List them off.
Okay, definitely Italy, France, and then the rest were a guess. I wanted to say something in like North Africa, but I couldn't think of a specific country that would have been more than one, even though there probably is. So I just said Egypt, and then England and Germany. Those are my guesses.
Okay. So she locked it in. Matt, what do you have?
Italy, France, Germany, Spain, and Spain. Turkey.
Ooh, Turkey. What a good
Because like there was a Byzantine, there was a big Byzantine contingent at one point. So that was what I was guessing, but
gotcha. Well, here are the numbers. At number six isn't a country. That's why I included the top five. It's Africa.
Oh, they just listed
as Africa.
Yeah. I was thinking like it was probably during. That's why I asked if it was a present day country because I figured it was like part of the Roman Empire before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like in North Africa. Yeah.
So anyway, but number five with five popes, Syria.
Oh, Syria! Oh, duh! Oh my gosh.
Number four, or I guess that was tied for fourth, would be with five popes, Germany.
Nice.
So Syria and Germany are tied. With 11 popes, third is Greece.
Oh.
Crap, but dang it.
And then with 15 popes, France. Mm-hmm. And then with 196 popes, the United States. No, I'm joking. we have more popes than presidents. No, Italy. Italy, obviously. Coming out of the offertory round, Grace has 22 points. And Matt only has 17 points. That is the score. And guess what? We're just saying bye. Sorry, not going to hear the end.
Peace out.
Actually, you can hear the end. And the end is all the way over. Not far, actually. But just go to your podcast app, wherever you're listening here. Go into the search bar and type in The Popecast. Is it The Popecast or Popecast?
The Popecast, yep. And you'll know there's a couple others that are like old dormant Popecast podcasts where I think the host's last name is Pope, but it's the one where the episodes are about popes. So
wait.
Also, there's a tiara. Isn't there a tiara logo?
Yeah, there is. It's Peter tiara. With a tiara as the O in Popecast. Yeah,
it says your name underneath on Apple, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Sewell at the Popecast. Until then, we'll see you over there. Peace.
I just noticed your last episode, you have Harrison on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Harrison Ford?
The
amazing.
The Harrison. Father Harrison Ayer, the only one.
It's his middle name, actually, Harrison Ford Ayer. No, I'm kidding.
He is named after him,
How
though.
Awesome would that be?
Isn't he?
He's named after
Harrison
Ford?
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure he actually is named after Harrison Ford.
Wow.
I could be wrong about that, but I think he said like his mom liked him or something. And
timing's about right.
Yeah.
Is this going to be on the beginning of my portion?
I don't know. You want it?